This is so boring. Daddy said running the underworld would be fun, but there's nothing to do! I wish I had someone else to play with, but all I have here are these stupid lost souls. Annoying! Daddy said if I got bored, I could go into his study. But what do I even do there? I guess I have no other choice then. Why is Daddy's door so heavy? Summoning a human? Why would Daddy have a book like this? In order to maintain the order of hell, souls must be sacrificed to the pit to maintain balance. Should there be insufficient sources, one may summon souls from the human realm. This should be only done under the supervision of the King of Hell and his horsemen. Maybe I shouldn't do this. As if. Not like Daddy would be angry at his little princess for a small mistake like this. It's not like Daddy paid attention to me anyway. He always put his work first before me from the start. Oh well, it's not like anyone is here to stop me. Now, let's see. Seven candles, a summoning circle. Should be simple enough. And I did it all by myself. I guess the next step is lighting the candles. And then... What is this text? I can't understand it at all! This stupid spell book! What am I even supposed to do? I can't even read it! Forget it! Who needs a stupid guide for this anyway? All I'm doing is a simple summoning. What's happening? Is that a human? He's not moving. Humans are really weak. I don't know what I was expecting, honestly. Well, I guess I should get rid of the evidence. The last thing I need is Daddy throwing a fit over me trying to have some fun. On second thought, why the hell am I trying to move him? I'm sure Daddy can figure out something better than just throwing him into the lava. What the hell do you think you're looking at? Ew! Ew, ew, ew! Get away from me! What the hell are you staring at, you filth? Who am I? I wouldn't expect a feeble-minded simpleton like you to know anything anyway. I'm the Princess of Hell. And you're only alive because of me. So I expect a form of thanks. Huh? How did you get here? Well, isn't that obvious? You died! Duh! How else would you end up in hell? A light? What do you mean? You think I know what you're talking about? Hey! Wait! Don't go in there! Stop! That's nothing. Hey! Don't touch that! That's Daddy's! I said, put that down! God! Look what you did, you stupid... human. Come to think about it, Daddy did tell me not to talk to any humans, let alone summon them. Surely he'll be furious if I went further with him. Maybe... this could be something we both enjoy. Say, human, why don't I give you an offer? What do you say? Get off of you. You're in no position to be making demands here. I'm the Princess of Hell, so I'd advise you to watch your tone. Got it? Good. Now, where was I? Ah, yes. Don't you think this place is pretty cozy? Ugh, you're so annoying. So what if it's hot down here? The heat doesn't bother me at all. And the lava pits? What else did you expect? It's hell! If you look past all of the things you humans deem as scary, I'm sure this place seems rather homey, right? Alright, so you don't want to agree with me. I guess I'll make things a little clearer then. My daddy is the king of hell. You may know him as Satan. I wonder what he'll do if his daughter were to tell him that a human tried to hurt her. Evil? Have you realized where you are? And as for your second comment, I'm Daddy's little girl. And she gets whatever she wants, whenever she wants. So, unless you want to burn for the rest of eternity, I suggest you listen to me. Got it? Oh, but you do have a choice. You can either choose to cooperate with me, or I can watch Daddy torment you for the rest of time. Either way, he'll be perfect. You'll be my pet one way or another. You're only here to serve as an entertainment after a... Ah! You slap me? You, a filthy human, dare to put your hands on me? Shut up! I'm the Princess of Hell! The Princess! You're supposed to listen to me, stupid human! I told you not to mess with me, and you went and put your filthy hands on me. Now you want to hear my demands, huh? Whatever. Your kind only listens when it's suitable for them anyway. And to think, I was gonna offer you something interesting. Oh well, I guess I'll watch you burn for eternity instead. You should have thought about that before slapping me. So what if I threaten you? I can! Hello? Do I need to remind you who I am again? I could do whatever I want to you and get away with it. There's no rules here. No laws. The only one people respect are the few at the top. And I'm one of them. Got that? What did you just call me? A brat? Would you like me to rip your lips off? Or seal them shut? Go ahead, take your pick! Are you finally done now? I'm still waiting to make my proposition. You're not escaping, and you're not overpowering me. As if I'd lose to a lowly creature like yourself. Just so you know, what I'm requesting can benefit the both of us. You can experience something no other human ever will, and I can take pleasure in disobeying Daddy's strict, stupid rules. Oh, he is the king of hell, but I'm his little princess. I'm sure if I pout enough and tell him how sorry I am, then he won't mind. My mother's the one I have to worry about. But if Daddy's on my side, she can't do shit anyway. My mother is Lilith, the Queen of Demons. But that title means absolutely nothing if Daddy forgives me first. She's always trying to discipline me, but Daddy can't handle seeing his precious princess be put through harsh situations. It's nothing too drastic. Just being forced to help around the mansion, or having to help her collect souls. I throw a fit each and every time, and still haven't received so much as a slap on the wrist for my mischief. Say, tell me, human. How would you like to spend some time with me? I'd love to play with you a little before sending you back. What do you think I am? Some stupid barbarian? I'm not holding you captive here. Sheesh. I just want to have some fun with you, okay? It'll make Daddy really angry, and I just want to have some fun for once. I want you to swear on it. Just tell me you mean it! Fine. Just so you know, I've never done any of that stuff with another person. So if you even think about making fun of me, I'll burn your eyes out and turn your brain to mush. Got it? Of course I have horns! I'm a demon, idiot! What? Are you gonna comment about my tail and fur next? Cute? You think they're cute? Whatever. Just hurry up and entertain me. I don't have all day after all. You should be able to move again. So come over here already. Shut up. I know I'm short, okay? Just take the lead with this and make it quick. Hurting you? You think a lowly human like you can hurt me? Shut up! Don't look at me! Stupid human. What are you... Yeah? I wanted you to entertain me. And Daddy hates the idea of his little princess interacting with a stupid human like you. Close my eyes? Why? Fine. I hope you don't disappoint me. Shut up! I didn't expect that much forwardness with you. Oh, please. I can handle much more than a simple kiss from a human. Besides, I expected you to kiss me a bit longer. A stunning maiden is right before you and you muster a few seconds. It's honestly pathetic. I guess I summoned a virgin when I wanted someone with experience. Too bad for me. Why are you... Hey! Let me go! Quit gripping my hips like that, you... What? What are you doing? What do you think you're touching? You think you could just do that to me? Punishment? Oh my gosh! If you actually wanted to give me a punishment, you'd be much rougher. Or is the poor little human too weak to do... Have your way with me. You actually think you'll be able to swoon the Princess of Hell? I don't think so. I'm way too beautiful to fall for the likes of... My neck! Where are you guiding my hand? That's your... Hey! Don't be fucking rough! I could have just nailed down, you brute! Take it off. What do you mean? Of course I know how! Honestly, I don't expect much from someone... like you. Get to it? What do you mean? Kiss it? I am the Princess of Hell! Don't think you can mock me! Fine! Just shut up! I'll do it! I'll... kiss... your... Shut up! Don't laugh at me, you stinky human! What right do you think you have to laugh at the Princess of Hell? Hey! Don't touch my horns! Then keep going? You really are needy, aren't you? You should be praising me, you know? You have me on my knees, ready to play with you. And you can't even do as much as say thank you? Typical of a human, I guess. Just shut up! I'll lick your cock more, okay? So just shut your mouth, would you? Do you even want this? If you're going to keep mugging me, why don't we just end things here so I can burn you to ash? Wow. So you can show some gratitude after all. That's it, piggy. Beg for my tongue again. Like a good boy. Hmm? Open my mouth? What? Do you want to see how long my tongue is? I bet you wish it was wrapped around your cock again. See? Take a look. You can't resist me, can you, human? You brute! What the fuck was that? Are you trying to kill me? What do I mean? Are you fucking stupid? You just shoved all of it in at once! There's no way I'll be able to take you that deep yet. Yes, you idiot! It was too big! Your cock was... too big... So big... Of course it's too big, but can you let me try and take it all a bit more slowly? Don't make me repeat myself. Let me take it at my own pace, okay? Then I'll... I'll suck you dry, human. Hey, don't you move away from me now. Come here, human. Let me have my fill with you. So you're that pathetic? I finally adjusted to your cock and now you can't handle me? What a shame. You know, I wouldn't mind sucking you off until you come for me. You'll be the first to defile the Princess of Hell too. Come on, let me suck on it more. Give in, human. Come on, human. Give in. Give in to me. Look into my eyes. Aren't they pretty? Don't you want to come all over my face? Stop? Aww. That's it. Beg for me to stop. I love when I can see just how much of a good job I'm doing. Don't push me away. Give me your seed. Look at that. You're all out of breath. Can't even keep your cock hard for me after one shot. Aww. Does the poor human need me to cast a spell to wake him up? Sensitive? Perfect. Oh, back talking, are we? Tell me, human. Do you want me to cast that little spell? I'd hate for my new toy to die out on me this fast. That, and also being the Princess of Hell, I'd hate to be disappointed with my first time. Then hold still, human. There we go. Now you should have the energy to go for another... Picking me up? What are you... Unhand me! Hey, come on now. Stop messing with me. Put me down. You can... You can... do this. What's going on? The spell I casted on him was just... a simple revival spell. So why is he... Fuck! Why is he so full of vigor now? Wait! You're too big. There's no way something like that could fit. Fuck! Please don't! Please! Shut up. You're not that... not that hard to handle. Don't just stare at me. Kiss me. No. Put it back. Please. I need you. Wait. Don't look there. That's Daddy's. No. You can't do that there. That's... Daddy will... Get off there! You're not the king! Daddy is! You can't just sit on the throne like... like that... So what if I wanted to make Daddy mad? This is going too far! What did you say? Are you mocking me again? You think I can't do it? Just because you're taunting me doesn't mean I'll do it. I... Just shut up. I won't ride you on Daddy's throne, but I'm fine sucking your stinky cock again. Just shut up and stop stroking it. Don't you want to use my mouth instead? That's what I thought. So move your hand. Hey! I told you I'm not doing this on Daddy's... Maybe you're right. Maybe... this won't be so bad. Daddy won't be back for a while anyway. So... Fuck me more. yeah. You make me feel so full, human. Kiss your neck? Sure. On one condition. Only if you fuck me like you did before. Oh. Fuck. Fuck, yes. Fuck. Who cares? Who cares if this is Daddy's throne? Oh, make it a mess. Breed me. Breed me. Amazing human, using your big cock to swirl all the cum inside of me. All that hot sticky cum you just shot deep into me. I guess I am a little naughty, aren't I? But I know you love it. That's right, human. I'm pretty satisfied by this. I take it my little spell helped you too. Helped you get nice and big for me again. I know it did. I love how much you're throbbing inside me too. Don't you love being my little toy? Aren't you honored? You're right. My mistake. This toy isn't little at all. It's so big. Thick. Girthy. And I can feel you getting harder inside of me too. Tell me, how's fucking the Princess of Hell? No other human will ever experience this. I bet you feel so good. Oh, yes. I'd love to keep swirling my hips like this. But I think I'll devour your soul next.